Just when you think that your life has been formed and is settled, reality comes along and shakes it all up. This can result in a change about who you think you are, what your needs are, where you need to be, who will be there with you, or, well, in the case of my next guest, all the above. Those changes can either become battles or lessons. It's yours to decide. She thankfully chose option two, and she shares some of those lessons and a few of those battles, too, in her new book, The Southern Education of a Jersey Girl. She has a few Jersey stops I'll tell you about in a few moments, too. You came to know her, and since she is a Jersey girl, that's appropriate, by the way. You came to know her in the Bravo series Jersey Belle. She now stars in the daily web series and YouTube Coffee Talk. Jamie Premack Sullivan. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Wonderful to have you here. And you know we have these linked over at our page. Well, put them in your ear to begin with. NJBell.com. Learn more about Jamie's book. BridgeandTunnelEntertainment.com. That's her professional side of things. And we got the link for the YouTube. It's one of those long ones, which I'm not going to bother with, but we have a link over at our page, so you can get into everything Jamie's doing on the web. And I said this to Jamie off the air. I want to say it on the air because there are guys listening, too, not just women. I'm not the primary demo of The Southern Education of a Jersey Girl, but I loved it, and I laughed out loud your book, so job well done on that.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that. And as I said to you before, it's so refreshing because, you know, I have not yet spoken to people who have read the book in its entirety outside of my mother, who, of course, loves it. She said, it's right up there with War and Peace. I said, Mom, you didn't read War and Peace. She goes, well, I'm sure it's right up there with War and Peace.
Mention Jamie's coming home for a couple of appearances coming Tuesday, August 2nd at Bookends. It's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey. That's at 7 p.m. And the very next night, talk about going home. That's what she's doing. Wednesday, August 3rd, Barnes & Noble. That's on US 9 in Freehold at 7 p.m. and spent a lot of time in Freehold, mainly at Freehold Raceway. But that's a beautiful town. You have a great time if you haven't been to Freehold for a while and get to have some fun stories and a fun time with Jamie. So there you were, Jamie. You thought you had it all figured out, but boy, you were quite wrong, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think at every stage in our life, we think we have it all figured out. And then sort of, as you said, reality comes along and goes, just kidding. And you know, really, people got to see the funny of in the fish out of water on Jersey Belle, and I'm so grateful for that. But there really is a lot of growth that happens when you're pushed way outside your comfort zone. And like you said, you can view it as a battle, or you, what did you say, battle or so smart,
or a lesson.
Or a lesson, yes. Super smart. I love that. I'm going to be using that in my coffee talk tomorrow, so thank you.
Go right ahead.
But you know, and when I first moved to Alabama, I did see every situation that I was not comfortable with as a battle. I truly did, because I felt that if I conceded in any way that it meant I was losing my identity, that I wasn't a Jersey girl anymore, that I would become this Southern Belle. And truth be told, well, for one, that's just not possible. You can take the girl out of Jersey, but you can't take the Jersey out of the girl.
That's very true.
But I did start to see things more as lessons and go, okay, what is the universe trying to teach me here? Because I can't fight every single battle that comes to my door. It's exhausting. And so once I started to go, maybe there's a lesson here for me, there was a shift, and my experience was less polarizing, which, you know, I think is when you're trying to raise children, nobody wants to feel like they're stuck in a vortex they can't get out of. You know, it was like the Matrix. And so finally I was like, let me just embrace some of what is happening here. And the reason that I wrote this book is it is truly, really an ode to the South. It is my way of saying that there was much to be learned. And, you know, I think Northerners in general tend to paint the South with a broad brush. You know, it's all deliverance.
Yeah.
And it really isn't. It really isn't. Sure, there's a lot of comedy in believing that, but the truth is it isn't. And just like we're not all the Jersey Shore or the housewife, you know, we're not all of that. So I just think it takes a lot of understanding in differences. And I think civilly, there are a lot of parallels in the lessons that I learned in my book about love and life and tolerance and difference, you know, in our current climate now. I mean, I think it's just like, if you just view each thing that comes your way as like, is there something that I can learn here? Or does this need to be fought? And it was honestly, Chris, it was an attitude adjustment.
Well, People dismiss it as, or they call it the culture war at a variety of levels. It could be politics, it could be social issues, whatever the case may be. But instead of culture war, why not think of it as a culture learning opportunity?
Absolutely. And once you change your attitude, it makes, because the only person that was suffering by fighting all these imaginary wars in my life was me. Nobody else. Because the Southern people that I encountered, who I felt like I had to sort of battle and keep, you know, put my feet firmly on the floor and say, you know, I'm not going to budge on this. They just simply walked away. You know, Southern people don't engage. It's like, okay, you know, we are much more confrontational by nature. We are much more aggressive by nature, at least in my experience. You know, I came from a big Italian family, loud. Everybody talked over each other. Everybody chews with their mouth open. It's just a mess, right? And then I came into this world where everybody was sort of very passive aggressive and tolerant and patient, at least on the surface, right? So I didn't know how to engage, you know, I was like playing a video game that you have no controller, you know, you don't know what to do. So I just sort of, you know, talked with my hands, and when they realized they didn't get it, they just kind of walked away. And I thought, well, okay, I can either be here all alone or I can give it a real chance. And once I gave it a real chance, I thought, okay, this isn't so bad. I think part of us holds on to home because it's so much of our identity, and we're so afraid that if we let go of that, somehow we will be changed. But the truth is, change, though scary, is sometimes necessary.
Well, change doesn't always have to be surrender.
Right. Well, where were you 10 years ago, Chris? Where were you?
Learning the same damn lessons.
I needed you.
Talk with Jamie.
It doesn't always have to be surrender. It's like a great 80s song. Where were you? That is exactly how I felt, that if I changed, I was surrendering. And that to me somehow made me feel less Jersey. I don't know what it is about New Jersey pride. I don't think any other state has what we have. I honestly don't. I think there is something so innate in us when we come from Jersey. I lived in a world where people go, well, what's the biggest difference living in Alabama and New Jersey? And you have to laugh, because it's like saying, well, what's the biggest difference between being a man and a woman, right? You think there's an obvious answer, but there's so many obvious answers that... But I lived in a world where when I would say the word Bruce, people would say, Bruce who?
Okay, that's there's the clash of the cultures right there.
Right. So you understand, when I give people that example, and people from New Jersey can't fathom that. They go like, come on, that's not real. And I go, no, that's real. That is real. Like, but in fairness to Southern people, when I moved there and people said Hank, I said Hank who? Because I didn't realize what a significant contribution Hank Williams had made to the Southern landscape the way Bruce has made to our land. I didn't get it. And certainly when they said Bear, I had never in my life heard of Bear Bryant. So I didn't get it. So, you know, that to me is, it's just about... The book is funny because, or at least I think the book is funny, and then I'd love to hear why you thought it was funny, other than the obvious that we already discussed. I think the book is funny because it takes you behind the curtain a little bit in trusting the timing of your life and how we, as all people, Southern, Northern, Midwest, whatever it is, we fight the timing of our life so much because we always think we know better. And the truth is, there's humor in that, because we certainly do not. Oh. But I'd love to hear why you thought it was funny, because I have not had this conversation yet.
Well, I have to remind people that we're talking with Jamie Premack Sullivan with her new book, The Southern Education of a Jersey Girl. She is going to be doing a couple of stops in New Jersey on Tuesday the 2nd at Bookends. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey. That's at 7 p.m. And the next night, she goes home to Barnes & Noble at 7 p.m. That's on US 9 in Freehold. You'll learn more at njbell.com. And Jamie's professional side of things, bridgeandtunnelentertainment.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, I think people are going to, readers are going to see themselves on both sides of the gender equation, too, because Jamie writes about her husband, Michael, and in their pre-marriage days. And if you are a recent bride, you're really going to identify with the wedding planning and being dealing with the mother of the groom, which Jamie had to do. No matter what the culture clash or geographic differences are, I think there's going to be common threads in that. But you're right, human. I think what you present in The Southern Education of a Jersey Girl, I mean, people have seen you on television, you have the fans on YouTube, and they think that you're on a higher plateau, which some people do, whether or not you see it that way or not. And you brought the reality versus the reality TV of your side and your life in front of people, which I think people either want to neglect, or people who fall into some sort of spotlight try to use it to hide as opposed to shine the truth about themselves on people.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. That is, I'm going to take that compliment because, you know, I try every day in Coffee Talk to be as authentic as I can because I've tried it the other way and that's exhausting. So, you know, my hope is that people appreciate my honesty and go, okay, well, she's a breath of fresh air. The biggest compliment people give me is you're not at all what I thought you would be. And I go, great. Because I think the stigma that comes with being on reality television, especially Bravo, is, you know, again, especially with New Jersey, is this loud sort of table flipping over the top, whatever. And while I can certainly be loud,
yes,
sure. You know, that's not who we are as a people. Jersey is like, I don't know. I really feel like we're like a magical being. I don't know. There's just something about the energy in New Jersey that you just can't find anywhere else. It's so magical to me. And, you know, some friends say, oh, you only feel that way because you're not here anymore. If you were here, you know, it wouldn't be, it would be more lackluster. And I go, I don't know. I think I disagree. You know, I don't know. And Freehold is such a wonderful part of New Jersey. It's, you know, it's such a beautiful town. And I'm so looking forward to coming home next week. You know, when my publisher said your first two signings are going to be in New Jersey, I like teared up. I cannot wait to come home and eat pizza and, you know, listen to the radio and just, you know, the radio is still a thing in New Jersey. You don't realize how much, we still value that and the personalities that we turn on every day. I mean, that's really missing in a lot of other states, at least, and I feel like I do a fair amount of travel. I don't know. I'm so excited to come home. I'm so excited for people to read this book. And I have to tell you, I would be doing a disservice, but I want to share this with you because I think it's so awesome.
Sure.
What the members of Coffee Talk, the people that watch my digital series every day, primarily on Facebook, what they have done. A woman commented that she really wanted to get the book, but that she was going through a divorce and taking care of her four children, so it wasn't in her budget right now, but she was really looking forward to reading it. And immediately, another woman who doesn't know that woman commented and said, I have been where you are, and I would love to gift you a copy of this book. Mm-hmm. And what started from that one gesture of kindness spiraled into over 100 women gifting the book to other women they didn't know. And I just think it's a testament to the fact that, you know, kindness does work. The human connection, no matter where you live, no matter what state you're from, is real. And you can choose to look for that. You can absolutely choose to look for that. It exists. It's real. I'm proud to be a part of it. I can't wait to come home and meet these women. I cannot, literally cannot get to Jersey fast enough. I'm like, is it Monday yet? I can't wait to come home.
Well, in the meantime, between now and then, we're certainly when you're at either Bookends, it's coming Tuesday, August 2nd. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey. Jamie will be there at 7 o'clock or the next night at Barnes & Noble, 7 p.m. That's on Highway 9 in Freehold, New Jersey, where you can get your book, pose your questions, have some laughs, learn some life lessons in a fun way, not a preachy or a dictatorial way. And you know what, guys? I think you ought to sit down, too, and spend some time with the Southern Education of a Jersey Girl, because what Jamie presents about the male side of the equation in her life, namely her husband, Michael, as you go through the pre-husband days and some of the some of his traditions as well, because the culture clash came about both ways as well and became a cultural lesson for both Jamie and Michael. It's a fun read, and you see yourself in so many parts of it, too, if not as a work in progress, certainly a work that needs to be put into progress and make yes. make life a lot more fun, because that's, I always think back to a quote, one of my favorite quotes from Dean Martin, you have to have fun. If you're not having fun, you might as well just lay down and let them throw dirt on you.
That's right. That's right. And who doesn't love a quote from Dean Martin? I appreciate that, Chris.
Again, the website
really
njbell.com.
And
NJBELLE.com.
Bell, Southern Bell. Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
And we do have the link over to our website. And to learn more about Jamie's professional side, or if you want to hire Jamie for a professional project, bridgeandtunnelentertainment.com. Got links for her YouTube feed and Facebook and all the stuff over at our website. So I'm not going to put a bunch of info in here, except have some fun, learn about yourself, and laugh a lot, too, with the Southern Education of a Jersey Girl. Jamie Premack Sullivan, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. I truly appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week.